Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome. Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent. Thank you for joining us here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. The scripture reading is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 39 through 45, and verses 46 through 55. I'll be reading for your hearing from the New International Version. Mary visits Elizabeth. Hear the word of God. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judah, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of the Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." And now verses 46 through 55, known as Mary's song. And Mary said, "My soul praises the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful Abraham and his descendants forever, as even as he has said to our fathers." The word of God for the people of God. Advent is a season of the liturgical year observed in most Christian denominations as a time of expectant waiting and preparing for two celebrations. The first celebration is that of the birth of Christ at Christmas, and the second celebration is awaiting the return of Christ at the second coming. The sermonic presentation is entitled, "An Angel Foretells Christ's Birth to Mary," by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
How shall this be, seeing that I know not a man?
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy child which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For with God, nothing is impossible.
Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word.
The scripture has been read for your hearing. Dear Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. You are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The scripture reference that I place before you comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 42b. It reads thusly: Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. The title of the message today is Jesus' Birth Foretold. Jesus' Birth Foretold. It was probably an ordinary day in Mary's life, but unbeknownst to her, it was about to become a day that was anything and everything except ordinary. It was about to become an extraordinary day. It was the day that the angel Gabriel came to her with a very important message to be delivered to her from God. He told Mary that she was highly favored by the Lord, and discerning that Mary was troubled, discerning that she was frightened and perhaps anxious, Gabriel asked Mary not to be fearful because she had found favor in God. The fact of the matter was she was highly favored by God. She was so highly favored that she would conceive and give birth to a son, and she was to call him Jesus. Gabriel let her know that this son is not an average, ordinary kind of son, saying to her that he will be great. How so? Well, Gabriel knew that he will preach the good news, call people to repentance. He would feed multitudes physically and spiritually, and he will offer salvation to humanity. He would heal the sick. He would heal the unsighted. Yes, and he would cause the lame to walk. He would reconcile man back to God. and he will offer eternal life to all. He had no respect to a person, and everybody had to do the same thing to earn or to get eternal life. He will reign with love. He will reign with mercy and grace, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And his Father God will give him the throne of his father David. You see, Jesus is the Son of David, as he comes down through the lineage of David, and Joseph is his adopted earthly father. And he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. Mary wanted to know, how can such a thing as this happen, since I am a virgin, she said. The angel Gabriel responded by saying, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Gabriel also appeared to Zechariah, and he appeared to the prophet Daniel. Zechariah, you see, was a priest and was the husband of Elizabeth. In a time when Gabriel appeared, he brought important messages from God. Gabriel told Mary that a relative named Elizabeth was going to have a child in her old age and is now in her sixth month. Gabriel assured Mary that no word from God will ever fail. Mary responded to Gabriel by assuring him that she was the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. And at that, Gabriel left her. Mary got ready and hurried to Judea, to the home of Zechariah, to visit Elizabeth. Upon her arrival, Mary learned that the Holy Spirit must have visited Elizabeth, because at the sound of Mary's voice, Elizabeth's baby leapt within her. The baby within her was John the Baptist, who foretold the coming of the Messiah, who is called Christ. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and said rather loudly, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Elizabeth knew that Mary's child will be the Lord whom she will serve. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promise to her. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was chosen to exemplify the most important act of obedience required of anyone, and is a model of faith and courage. She trusted the angel Gabriel's prophecy and was drawn closer to God. She was drawn closer to God and in a deeper relationship with God. How much better would we be if we were courageous, if we were faithful and obedient to God and allowed ourselves to be drawn closer to him? How much closer would we be to God if we truly believe that no word from him will ever fail? Mary bore a son of greatness who came through the lineage of David. He was great for a multitude of reasons, reasons such as his compassion for humankind, love, and unmerited grace. He was the Son of God. Would you like to draw closer to God? If so, you can do so today. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are a loving, righteous, and unfailing God. There are times when we waned in our faith. Thank you for your forgiveness in the errors of our ways. Thank you for strengthening us where we were weak. We pray for more courage. We pray for more obedience to do your will. Thank you, God, for our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. We pray for the lost that they turn to you, O God, through your Son, Jesus, that they be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled Advent, Waiting for Jesus by Dublin Diocese Education.
Like a stone, and I fell heavy into your arms. These days of darkness, which we've known, will blow away with this new sun. But strong, and use my head alongside my heart. So tame my flesh and fix my eyes. A tethered mind freed from the lies.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit ExquisiteBarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today, chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.